Simon here. It's still Sunday, the 10th of April 2011. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo, and I'm doing something a little bit different this evening. I thought I'd just talk about one of my favourite songs at the moment, and one of Amelia's favourite songs. She calls it Ola Dry, and she likes to sing songs with where she hears the word Ola, and she raises her wrist in a very limp fashion, which is I think it's from something she picked up from a dance class when French beans go oh la la, and they throw their limp wrists forward in a way that used to be associated with sort of homosexuality when I was a kid, sort of a pastiche of the way that gay people would wave their arms around, which is quite appropriate, I suppose, really, for the Pet Shop Boys, isn't it? But yeah, so this song, Home and Dry, and it's not a song that I was felt hugely impressed with and affectionate towards when it came out, which is back in 2002, I think. Yeah, I wasn't particularly enamoured with it at the time. I thought it was a bit dull and a bit repetitive, I would say, as well. Yeah, and when you sort of listen to it, it sounds a bit reminiscent of Every Breath You Take by The Police. So I kind of felt at the time it was a bit derivative as well. But yeah, the chord structures are very, very repetitive. So it starts off it's basically made of four chords. C, D, and G. As the first sequence, and then C, D, and E minor as the second sequence. So I think the actual Pet Shop Boys version is in a different key. It doesn't use exactly those chords, but it uses the same basic sequence of the four chords. And then it just repeats that whole six chord sequence, just repeats throughout the whole song. In that six bar sequence, the first, chords one and two and four and five are the same, so it doesn't seem very imaginative, does it? And repeating that whole thing throughout the whole song just seems like a recipe for a very dull song. But it isn't, because the vocal stylings of Neil Tennant over the top, take those three chords as a bass, but turn it into a very different tune in the sort of the verse and the chorus and the coda thing in the middle of the bridge or whatever it is. Through night and day, you fly on home tonight. Just, it turns it into a very I didn't find it terribly, terribly catching to start with when I first heard this song, and when I first got used to listening to it and enjoying the album and that stuff, didn't grab me in a big way. But listening back to it now, it's got a lot more depth to it than I appreciated when I listened to it sort of 10 years ago. It's got a lot more depth to it, and just listening to the just at the beginning, when you get the chord sounds at the beginning, and just the way that you can hear the funny echo artifacts of whatever it was that they were using to make this chordic sound. You listen to it really closely, and you can then hear those same echo artifacts throughout the whole song, obviously layered and layers on top of it. There's a lot of thought gone into this song that doesn't necessarily reveal itself when you listen to it, in passing. It's just a song that is really kind of opening out more and more layers and layers of just detail and lovely, lovely stuff. So, but I won't see you till you've made it. To come back to the lyrics of the song, I mean, it's such a relentless tune, such a, you know, it's a Pet Shop Boys, it's a pop song, you know, you'd expect a relentless love song, but it's a plaintive love song. If you listen to the lyrics, it's a yearning song of love, that such a deep love with this other person, but you can't be with that person because of their job or whatever the reason is. And it's just so plaintive and so sad, and such a wonderful sad song that it kind of works, you know, you can really imagine it as a real ballad song. So let's have a listen to this version that's been done by a duo called Froncus, who seem to be from Copenhagen, I think. I found them on YouTube, but have a listen to their version.
So my baby's on the road, doing business, selling road, charming everyone with the sweetest smile. Oh, tonight I miss you. Oh, tonight I wish you could be here with me, but I won't see you till you made it back.
So that was Froncus, found them on YouTube, Froncus, and they're a beautiful cover version of Home and Dry. Now, yeah, obviously, beautiful guitarmanship there, and a guy with a beautiful voice. makes a beautiful song. But you've got to hand it to the Pet Shop Boys for producing and creating and writing such a beautiful song as that. And I have to really leave the last word, the last laugh needs to go, doesn't it, to the Pet Shop Boys. And this is a version that they did on their Cubism tour. So have a listen to this version of the Pet Shop Boys with Home and Dry.
Saw our babies on the road, doing business, selling loads, charming everyone there with our sweetest smile. Oh, tonight I miss you. Oh, tonight I wish you could be here with me, but I won't see you till you've made it back again. Home and dry. Home and dry. There's a plane at JFK to fly you back from far away. All those dark and frantic transatlantic miles. Oh, tonight, I miss you. Oh, tonight, I wish you could be here with me, but I won't see you till you made it back again. Home and dry. Home.
Thank you.